This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is returning to the podium next week at an annual gathering of oil executives. She's also contemplating attendance at the UN Climate Conference in Scotland in November. Competing priorities on energy and climate are tugging at the first-term Democrat as she runs for re-election in 2022 in a state increasingly dependent on fossil fuel income to fund public education and basic services. Lujan Grisham has cautioned President Joe Biden against efforts to curb oil production on public lands because it would affect her ability to achieve goals like universal access to early childhood education. At least seven Republicans are exploring a run for the party's nomination for governor, including failed prior candidates for Congress and Senate. Early contenders run the gamut from education services entrepreneur and state representative Rebecca Dow of Truth or Consequences to military veteran turned Sandoval County Commissioner Jay Block and Albuquerque shooting range owner Luis Sanchez. As economic activity has rebounded from early pandemic restrictions, New Mexico oil production has reached record levels, recently exceeding 1.2 million barrels a day. Cities across the U.S. Southwest logged impressive rainfall totals this summer, bringing much-needed but temporary relief to a region that's been mired in drought. The annual rainy period known as the monsoon ended yesterday with widespread precipitation across New Mexico and Arizona, including snow in higher elevations. Some areas marked their wettest monsoon on record, while others were above average. The Four Corners area generally was below average for rainfall. A dry winter could be in store for the region. Forecasters say they're expecting a weather pattern that typically means less snowpack that rivers and streams rely on. Despite the rainfall, the Southwest is still trending toward hotter, drier weather because of climate change. This is KUNM.